101.5 FM proudly presents The Community Kitchen with Annette Long.
And welcome to Community Kitchen. Of course, tomorrow we've got International Women's Day, and to all the women out there, have a fantastic day on Wednesday and appreciate who you are and what you've done and the women around you. I think it's very interesting to see just what some people accomplish, and sometimes you can sort of kick yourself and say, oh man, I wish I had done more. But look at it's your own backyard and have a look at what you do every day, because sometimes we just don't appreciate what we do ourselves. And I think today is a day, or International Women's Day, sorry, is a day that you can reflect on that and feel proud of the fact that whether you've just produced children or you've done something absolutely amazing throughout the world, on a par, they're all the same. They're an achievement. And I think that's all we really need to do, is feel as if we've achieved. So happy International Women's Day for Wednesday. But now to get down to the nitty-gritty. We've been hearing in the news and on every article about food and families and money, and, you know, we hear all these different talks about the interest rates going up. But what it does do is it reminds everybody of just how little money they have. And, you know, ages ago when we first started in Community Kitchen, we really looked at what it was all about, the Community Kitchen. And what Community Kitchen does for each area is actually supply. There's a lot of fantastic organisations out there who supply food for people. And just taking that food and what you do with it, I think, is the most important. And I thought today we might reflect on some of those things. I overheard this conversation the other day about someone saying, oh my goodness, you know, tomatoes have gone through the roof, or tin tomatoes. And I think the conversation was that in the UK, the price has doubled. If you go and have a look on the shelf, you will always find those alternate costs. And that's something that I do want to talk about, because, you know, some of our fantastic suppliers in Australia have a really top quality product. The reason they're top quality is they're 100% of that product in that can or in that particular jar. And yet, if you buy a cheaper alternative and you think that you're getting a really good product for the same product, sorry, for the cheaper price, let me tell you that you're probably being deceived. Because if you have a look at the percentage, you'll usually find it's quite low. For example, if you're buying, say, tin tomatoes, if you're buying one that's 100%, you know that is 100% tomatoes in that can. Look at the cheaper one and see the percentage in that. They range all differently from 30% to 60%. And that is like putting water with that full can of tomatoes with the 100%. So what I'm saying here is that have a look at the prices, because I'm quite amazed at how the prices differ on the supermarket shelf. And it's worthwhile having that little bit of a time, make a list, go back to the old ideas of having a list. I've always got one going on the fridge, because when you're running out of something, just write it down. It saves a lot of money when you go shopping, number one. You don't double buy. And also, it keeps you focused on what you actually need to put in the fridge. And just while we're on that point, I think also going back to that original conversation, I mean, we've been talking on this Community Kitchen here for a long time. I think we've covered pretty much every angle. But cleaning out your fridge before you go, it's another really good way to save money, because at the back of the fridge, you're going to have two avocados. And then, of course, you're going to go and buy two more. So then what happens is the one at the back of the fridge gets thrown in the chook bucket, or worst case scenario, in the rubbish, and you've wasted that money. So rotating that fridge is a really good thing. I did that on Saturday, and, you know, I ended up making a few pickles. I made some pesto and a few little goodies like that. I had abundance of basil. Now, it didn't cost me that much. Of course, it's going to cost you something because you're using the ingredients. But say, for example, I always buy my olive oil in the tins, because if you read the litre, the cost per litre or cost per 100 ml, it is so much cheaper than buying it in that little tiny bottle. Now, okay, you may not always have that much money to be able to spend $17 up to $20, but if you do your shopping and spread it out a little bit, you can save on all those items. So hence, that's a really good idea to clean that pantry, clean and rotate that fridge and give it a bit of a clean out and actually have a look at what you've got, because I pack my lunch. So therefore, every day you have to look at something a little bit exciting. So therefore, say, for example, I had a little bit of cabbage, I had a few carrots, I had some beautiful ginger, some coriander root, and some chili, and I just made a really nice Asian pickle. And that is so nice, even just sitting on a bit of leftover steamed rice, or even if you shred a bit of cabbage, fresh cabbage and some different veggies, and just pour that, put that pickle on top of it. It just lifts it a little bit. Even with a sliced up boiled egg, it doesn't matter. Just get those combinations happening and the flavours. But going back to the actual subject of cleaning out the fridge, you find all these goodies, and they can be the basis, for example, if you're doing a casserole or something, or even a savoury mince, and you've got those little jars that are just sitting there that drive me crazy. You know, you got a little bit of this because you tried that dressing out and it wasn't that good, you didn't like it that much. But I tell you what, it can add a flavour into your casserole, pardon me, or your savoury mince, or a base for another dressing or a marinade or something like that. And I think being aware of this, you can actually start to cut down some of your costs. So number one, let's go back to the supermarket shelves, because I think that this is something that really does have an impact on that bottom line base amount that you're going to pay. So looking number one at that little price list, it doesn't take that long, but have a look how much things alter. I treat myself every day. I have a little pod of good coffee. It's just one of those nice things. Now, believe it or not, the box that has 20 is cheaper than the 5 by a long way. So what you do is you look out for that and say, all right, well, it's going to come on special probably once a month. So you start looking and grab it when you can, because the next time you go back, it will not be on special. But I find some of those more expensive things, like a bigger box or that tin of oil, it'll go on special, and grab it when you can, because you really put yourself ahead by doing that. And also try and not buy too many, you know, like dressings and little condiment things, because it's so cheap to do it yourself and it doesn't take that long. Like when I was doing my pickle, it's only a matter of using, I did a beetroot and purple onion, which is just delicious. That was just grated beetroot with a little bit of malt vinegar, and I had some balsamic, that's all it was. A little bit of sugar, sorry, a few mustard seeds, you don't really need it, but it's nice. With the other one, I used some sushi vinegar, and grated ginger and chili gave the flavour. Didn't need any sugar in that because the sushi vinegar's got the sweetness. But these are the things, if you buy that ingredient, it tends to develop into about 30 recipes. Where if you buy just a pickled, a jar of already pickled goodies, you're just stuck with that. You don't have that vinegar, or you don't have those other things to play with. So I think stocking your pantry really does enable you to get a little bit creative. And of course, I like eating and I like cooking. But even for the person who doesn't like to cook, having that pantry does give you the opportunity to create. And when you're looking at saving money, it's so much easier. I often see some different things in the supermarket which freak me out a little bit on price. For example, buying a mac cheese already done when you're just cooking a bechamel sauce, which is milk, a little bit of flour, a little bit of butter. And if you keep some of your ends of your parmesans, and you know, you may have had a bit of a cheese platter, put them all in a bit of a bag, even if you throw it in the freezer. And then when it comes time to make that bechamel sauce, it doesn't matter that you've put in there 4 different varieties of cheese. I keep all my ends of my parmesan. So when I'm cooking say a bolognese or even a tomato-y base, I throw that in. It sort of thickens it and flavours it and just makes it really yummy. And these are the things that you can do to save money because, once again, you're utilising and you're not wasting. We've got chooks, so we can always do that. But there's so many different ideas. So I thought today we'd have a bit of a play with some of those things. And when we come back very shortly, I will give you some different ideas. And, of course, we'd like to talk kids' kitchen. So today we might breeze over a couple of little things there. But I do get very concerned when you hear nothing but this negativity about the cost of food, when we can actually take hold of it a little bit and turn it around, because it is nice to eat pleasant foods and it doesn't cost that much. I'll be back very shortly, and of course you're with Annette on Community Kitchen.
We'll be right back with more from the Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Community Kitchen. And of course, remember, it's International Women's Day tomorrow. Beautiful celebration worldwide for women. I think it's fantastic. But today we're talking about saving a bit of money in the household. And of course, the news is never good when you've got another price rise coming up with the interest rates. Everyone's freaking out a little bit. But what we can do in our own household is we can take control of what we're doing in the kitchen. And of course, number one is packing a good lunch for the kids. Packing a good lunch for yourself, because it just must cost so much if you're buying every day out food out and about. And of course, kids love wraps. Everyone loves leftovers. Well, I do, so I just assume everyone else does. But I just spoke earlier about making some really nice little pickles and goodies like that, or nice dressing just to take things that little bit further. And having your pantry stock can really allow you to be a little bit creative with that. But get your kids involved with the lunchbox, because number one, they're not going to throw the food out. Number two, they're not going to come home and expect that there's going to be a complete collection of, you know, I say rubbishy stuff, but it's usually too salty and too sweet. But you can make some really good nutritious things. And we've spoken about this before. Kids might love sushi. You can make that at home so easily, and it spreads a long way. You can make fantastic fritters. I think they're just such a good thing, because you can grate and chop and melt and do whatever you have to create some really wonderful things. Even making some muffins. They don't always have to be sweet. You can make some really good savouries. And if you own a waffle iron, what a great way to actually get some goodies in there for the kids, because grating up those vegetables, and they just love them, like zucchini and chopped up kale and goodies like that, really fine. And of course, one of my favourite is zucchinis and peas and feta or halloumi. They make such sensational fritters. Corn, a little bit of chilli, some coriander just takes it to another level. So it's not expensive to do things like that, because the base is just, once again, it's just a flour and milk. And of course, if you've got a gluten problem, you know how to change that around. If you've got a dairy problem, you know how to do alternatives. So basically, we just go back to the basic recipe for that. But these are things that you can do. Say, for example, I mentioned before about, you know, making your own pasta dishes, whether it be something like a mac cheese. Well, it doesn't just have to sit in a tray. It can be into a little muffin tin, which the next day becomes a really good handheld lunch for the kids. It's a good lunch for yourself. I made a pasta pie that last week, and yet what I did was just took a little bit of that each day and had that with my salad, and it was just delicious. I had it cold and it just broke up really nicely, because you fill the pasta standing up, and of course you bake it like a pie with a really good crust over it, and it's not expensive to do. It just takes that time to get that meat or that tomato sauce really cooked down with all the goodies in it. And of course, if you've got children, grating that onion and that carrot and goodies like that really spreads that out, and it gives that thing another nutritional level for the children. So I think there's lots of different alternatives to buying all those little packaged goods that you're putting in your lunch boxes that really do cost a lot. And let's talk about fruit. It's so easy to chop up an orange and to peel it for the smaller ones and just put a few quarters in the lunchbox. Apple, I know, gets a bit yucky and, of course, it'll always come back. But if you do some really nice grated apple and put that in some plain yogurt, even with a bit of cinnamon on top of it and a bit of honey, how delicious is that? It's a really good way to actually get that going. And rather than buying individual yogis, and I notice every cartoon character in the whole world has got their temptations sitting there for those little kids, best not to take them shopping. If you can, great time for you just to get off or do online as you do and have that little bit of time to actually think through the shopping list. Thinking about that, I never shop online, so it's not one of those opportunities I use, but I know a lot of people do. And that would be an excellent way, I would imagine, to be able to take your time and spread your budget out a little bit further by taking the time to read what the unit price is, whether or not it is filled with a lot of sugar. And one thing that amazes me, I'm not a big canola oil lover, but everything is so full of canola oil. So just be aware of that. Even some of the really great olives, you think, oh, they look really good and the price is quite high, but it's with canola oil. Whereas if you have the olive oil, that then can become a base for making a bit of a salad dressing, a really nice marinade, all those things with your beautiful roasted vegetables, that lovely olive oil with the herbs and peppercorns and goodies like that. How nice is it to put some capsicum, even some chopped up pumpkin and purple onions and goodies like that and roast that, and that then becomes another meal rather than actually throwing that out. So there's lots of different ways to actually spread the love around in the kitchen and save a little bit of money. When we come back, we'll share some recipes because I think it's always good to get a few different ideas. And of course, you're with 101.5 with Community Kitchen.
You're listening to The Community Kitchen with Annette on 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking about saving money. And I think one of the things that I find is that, I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a bit of a leftover. I might have a little bit of curry and rice. You put it in a container in the freezer, but it's not, you know, made out of seal properly or the container's not good. Then when you get it out, it's all sort of ice burnt and it's just not looking really good. And I found one of the things that I really do appreciate now is I have a big box of good freezer bags, and it makes a big difference to me storing food. And also, if you're buying, say, for example, you go to your butcher and he's got a special on, you know, 2 kilos of beef sausages and only a couple of you in the family and mince and things like that. These are just such good opportunities to take it home, pack it the way you want it, even if you want to cook it up or divide it or put the goodies with it. If you want to put some, you know, if you get 2 kilos of mince and you want to make it up into rissoles or meatballs or the basis for a meatloaf, all these things can actually help. But I think storing it is really important in the freezer. And what I find is that having a really good sealed or sealable storage bag is worthwhile. We've got a lot of shops around here that are commercial based that you can go into and buy a big bulk bag of those, but I've just found that they are just so worthwhile. It is fantastic. And once again, just making sure that even if you're doing your herbs and goodies like that, they can pop in the freezer. Chilies freeze really well. So if you buy a big bag of them, or a street stall, or someone's giving them away, there's the opportunity to do that. And, you know, someone would say at the weekend that they freeze, well, a lot of people do this, they freeze their bananas all the time. And, of course, you get ready for your juicing or goodies like that. It's so important to be able to store them well. And I think making that bit extra, it really does help, I think. Say, for example, when I talked about the bechamel sauce before, you don't always want to get home from work at 5 o'clock and the kids have got homework or you've got animal jobs to do or you've got gardening jobs to do or laundry or whatever. And then you think, oh, I might make myself some really good macaroni cheese or something for dinner. And, of course, the sauce isn't made. And then you've got to go through that whole process. But if you make, say, a good litre of it and freeze it in a container, it may split when it defrosts. I don't think so. Mine usually, I just give it a whisk up. And of course, you can use that straight away. You can make some really good pie bases with that. If you're steaming a chicken, for example, and you want to make some stock, see that once again, I often find that you'll find some of those chickens are on sale, and it'll make probably, I can usually get about six of those Chinese containers of stock just by actually poaching a chicken, taking all the meat off, putting those bones back into that stock and cooking it down. So it means that you've got beautiful shredded chicken for a lunch. Once again, you can add that with the vermicelli noodles or just even your steamed rice or your brown rice, and then all of a sudden you start to getting a really good basis and a turnaround to actually start to utilize your time in the kitchen. And I think it's something that I've used a lot of times is that phrase, utilizing your time in your kitchen so that you don't feel as if you're under that much pressure. And I think just knowing that you've got these little goodies, I was thinking today, what could I have for dinner? Well, I made that pesto on the weekend. So, I mean, that could be really delicious if I made a really good pesto pasta, whether it sat beside something or whether it was the actual source of the meal. Then you've got that and it's really good. You can freeze it. It's excellent. And I notice that a lot of people tend to freeze into ice cubes. Then you've got those little tiny ice cubes. Just make sure you label everything, because that's one of my biggest problems is I don't put the labels on. Then I think, oh, I don't know what that is. Is that a chicken curry? Is it a satay? Is it a veggie dish or whatever it is? And you sort of get that little bit of a confusion. Whereas I think making sure that you carry that whole process through is fantastic. Look around for things. I think that's another thing I noticed on the weekend, that I went to the supermarket and late in the week, actually, last week, and I noticed there were some really good, frozen prawns on special. Now, there's something that you often think, oh, geez, seafood's expensive, but it's not. It's comparative to any protein, and that's a great meal to have. And you can have them in the freezer so you've got some nice fish pieces, or you can turn them into so many different meals. And, of course, tinned tuna, tinned salmon, all those good things can become something absolutely delicious. There's a particular chef I follow, and he made a tuna mornay. And I thought, sometimes we just don't realise how delicious that is. He changed his around a little bit. He put some peas in it. He had a different cheese in the sauce. But basically, it was exactly the same as we've talked about on the show, that you're just making a bechamel sauce and you're putting your tuna with it, and whatever you want to put, whether you want to put some beautiful peas through it or whether you want to grate some zucchini through it, just to give it that nice taste, some spinach, and then of course that fantastic cheese topping. And that is something that is so delicious. Same as with the white sauce and turning it into a pie base. Fantastic. But if you've got that made, it doesn't take much to take that little bit of shredded chicken, maybe those few roasted leftover pumpkin and sweet potato that you had from a roast a couple of nights ago, and you slice that up with the chicken, put that with the sauce, maybe just fry off some onions to give it some flavour, maybe some fresh parsley, put it in a pastry, and you've got yourself a chicken pie. And that would only take you probably about 15 minutes to do, and that's a quick meal. I think a lot of the times, you know, when you're busy, you do revert to things that are pre-done from the supermarket freezer. But I just think that it's expensive, and that's why I was quite shocked when I saw someone just recently buying about 10 of those mac cheese. And I thought, you know, that's an expensive way to have dinner. Admittedly, I don't know their lifestyle, and I'm not making judgment about their costing, but I just thought about the fact that if you can do those things yourself, you really are going to save a lot of money. So on Community Kitchen, we try to help and we try to assist. And of course, and if you'd like to share some of your fantastic budgeting ideas, which I'm sure there is so many out there, it would be very appreciated. You can always give us a call here on 549-510-15, or you can email me, annette@twoldducks.com.au. We'd love to share. But I think the thing that we like to do is to imagine that you're enjoying that little bit of a local enthusiasm for food. local support. There's so many good businesses around here that have got so many different ideas that can assist you with saving. And as I said before, even those community groups that have fantastic giveaways. I was so surprised when Craig first said to me, our station manager, do you want to do something on the radio about food? And we talked about the community giveaways, which are very, very competitive in price. And I think one time out of one box, we did something like 20 meals. So there's that opportunity. If you can't afford to get the supermarket stuff, you can always go to these community groups and social media. One good thing about that is that you will find them. And the products are not at all what you would imagine. There's so much fresh produce. And there's so much available there that I really encourage you, if you're having a little bit of a struggle putting food on the table, to have a little bit of a look around and have a look at that, because I think you'll find that that will be an extra help for you. So until next week, have a fantastic week. Enjoy your cooking. Remember, there's always a way around saving a little bit of money if you can just put that little bit of thought and effort into it. And if you'd like any questions, please send me an email. Until then, have a great week.